Well, I'm with Michelle Martin at True Dublin. We've had a really interesting session on branding and rebranding. Michelle has taken Stepstone, as it was, through to Lumess. And I just wanted to get Michelle to just talk through really the employment engagement piece around the rebrand, because that seems to have been the area that has really helped this be a successful rebrand. Michelle.
Thank you. Okay, so the rebrand from Stepstone Solutions to Lumess was a 11-month program, big change management program, started in June of 2010. And one of the key things, key drivers behind the change that we made was to create a brand transition that was built really from the bottom up. And what I mean by that is we involved a number of our employees from different countries, from different functions, in how we were going to build out the new brand, what were the best elements of Stepstone Solutions that we felt made us special, and what were some of the characteristics that we needed to be a little bit more mindful of given the aspirations that we have as a company going forward. So we moved from a position of having what was in effect a divisional name, Stepstone Solutions, not really a brand, when we split from the Stepstone Job Board business, to go through a very rigorous kind of structured process over several months of engaging with employees to get their views on what they felt our new brand needed to represent. We also spent a lot of time talking to opinion formers in the industry, and to customers in Asia Pacific, in the US and in Europe. We put all of that kind of into a melting pot and ended up with a brand foundation which covered three very specific areas. So intuition, which is representative of our products and making products kind of a joy to use. Heart and soul, which was a very consistent piece of feedback that we had about our employees and the way that they work with our customers. And unique insight. And unique insight was reflective of the fact that we are a global company, but we take a very local view in the way that we work with our customers, be that for a local deployment or for a global talent management deployment. So those three pillars became the foundation. We tested that back with our employees. We even had them involved in helping to create the visual identity for the brand, by literally giving them hundreds of magazines, a pair of scissors and some sticky back plastic, and asking them to reflect visually what those three brand pillars, intuition, heart and soul and unique insight, what do those things look like from a visual standpoint. And that then helped to frame what the visual identity and even the logo to a certain extent and how that developed. The other key thing that we did in the run-up to launching the brand was that we had an 8-week engagement program with our employees from the middle of March all the way through to the middle of May, where we educated around 600 employees on the importance of branding. What does branding really mean? You know, branding is not our logo, it's not our name, it's not our color palette, our font. It is everything about who we are, the way that we act, the way that we behave, and that's all pervasive through the organization. And it was really important that the company understood that, because if they're not bought into that, then they won't be seen to be living and breathing the brand. So we went through an 8-week engagement process to slowly build up to unveiling the name. We did pre-disclosure to the employees, so we took them into a position of trust 4 weeks before the brand went public. And the fact that the name didn't leak anywhere in the world was kind of testament to the fact that the employees, I think, got behind the decisions that were made and the brand that we presented back to them. And then maybe the final piece that I think made a real difference was the values. So we did a lot of work on cultural definition with our employees. And again, that was based on their definitions and how they saw our culture, not us creating something in a back room.
Michelle, that's really good. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.